Welcome to the 618 Now, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on?
Nick, I'm excited. Vine Street Market starts this Saturday. Ooh. So Vine Street Market is O'Fallon's farmer's market. It starts this Saturday, May 8th at 8 a.m. Live music starts at 9, and both the music and the market go until noon. And I know people know farmers markets generally support local places, but this one is, no kidding, truly local. Vendors are vetted by a committee, and the goods have to be grown within a 100-mile radius.
Okay.
And this is the first year where you could literally do all of your grocery shopping at the market. So they have several meat vendors, dairy, cheese, produce, bread, spices, oils, like anything you might purchase commercially, you could get this weekend at the market. Nick, you've been to the market, right?
Yeah, I've been. I typically hit up a couple vendors, and I kind of zip in and out pretty quickly, but, you know.
Very different than my experience.
Okay.
So I like to walk through the market once, see, get an idea of feel for who's there. This weekend, they'll have 38 vendors, different artisans. So I like to get there right about 9. That's when the music starts. Kind of start getting the market vibe. I'll grab breakfast, a couple drinks, eat on the patio, and then I think about what I might need. So I like to buy items for maybe neighbors who just had babies, or thank you gifts for people who may have helped my family this week. And then when I know what I want, I walk through the vendors again. So
people
bring their pets. They're always welcome. It's an experience. Like, it's not just a shopping.
Yeah.
Like, it's a whole thing. I love the vibe. And Fezzy Wigs will be doing live cooking demonstrations once a month using only items that you can get from the market. So I recommend people follow Vine Street Market on social media to keep updated on when that's going to be happening.
Very cool. Well, I heard one of the vendors, Birch Culinary Market, is actually in the process of opening up a retail space in downtown O'Fallon. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
They are. So Birch Culinary was at the Winter's Market, and they had a lot of baked goods, and they're opening up a retail space downtown. So if you're looking at Fezzy Wigs, the market for Birch Street will be to the right of Fezzy Wigs. So they're completing the build out now, and they're going to offer full service prepared meals to go. So you'll be able to order online a couple meals for the week. They'll cook them. You'll be able to take them home and heat them up and serve them to your family. They'll also have a sandwich counter with produce with some really original and high quality sandwiches and salads. And then they'll also have a bakery counter with plenty of buttery, sugary baked goods. So I'm excited for them to open. It'll be probably a couple months.
Okay. Well, so they'll be opening up at some point, but you know who I noticed is already open?
Who's that?
Wingstop.
Oh, yeah. You're right. The new Wingstop opened up over on Merchants Way. It's part of that new development that's south of Menards called the Shops at Richland Creek. And I have also heard within the next week, I think Five Guys is set to open too. So burgers and wings.
Oh, sweet.
Remember when we joked about having a Bloody Mary mix-off?
Yeah.
I totally see a burger challenge in our future, too.
I'm down for that.
There are so many good burgers in town. So Sugar Fire is always posting on their social media, like, a burger, and then they, like, slow pour nacho cheese, and then they'll add some tater tots and maybe, I don't know, a third pound of pork or something. It's crazy. Okay. First Street Lounge has their Woody Burger, which is like a bacon cheeseburger, but the sandwich is a donut.
Oh, well, all right then.
So now you add in Five Guys. Like, we just need like a burger passport.
I like this idea.
Let's do it.
I could totally be okay with this. Well, as good as some of these burgers are, we need to do a little bit better for the moms out there for Mother's Day.
That's true. So Mother's Day is Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to all of the moms out there.
Definitely.
Traditional moms, bonus moms, people who play the role of mom but maybe not carry the title. So my family and I tried to get reservations at a few local places that are offering brunches, but every place we called was sold out. But I really wasn't bummed about it. I was pretty excited because I just know how much work it is for these small businesses. They put so much thought and effort into creating these events. They plan the menu. They worry about whether they've ordered enough food. They promote it on social media. They do all this work and sort of just hope people show up and appreciate what they're doing. And from what I've seen, at least this weekend for Mother's Day, the community is showing up big time for these small businesses. So I'm excited to see that.
That's great. Well, what's on the calendar?
So O'Fallon Fire and Rescue has a blood drive coming up. It's May 21st from 1 to 5 p.m. at Fire Station 4. And then along those lines, every Tuesday in May from 6 to 10 p.m., If you dine out at Denny's in O'Fallon, 20% of your bill would be donated to the O'Fallon Fire and Rescue Explorer Post. Do you know what the Explorers are?
I do, but do you want to explain it?
I do. So they're generally 14 to 18-year-old youth who have an interest in fire service. So they attend weekly trainings. They get a lot of hands-on practical skills, team building. There's so much for kids to do in O'Fallon Shiloh, and I think sometimes the sports camps get a lot of attention, but there are so many activities and camps for those interested in things other than sports, and we're going to cover those, including the Fire Explorers and the Police Explorers in a bonus episode that we have coming up in a few weeks, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, maybe get out to Denny's and support our fire service youth.
I like it.
Along the lines of the fire department, they're sponsoring their annual golf tournament on Friday, June 4th. It's a shotgun start at 11 a.m. Nick, do you golf?
Poorly. Okay. Very poorly.
I don't golf either. Maybe you could volunteer with me at some
there
of these.
There we go. I like driving the carts.
I do too, but yeah. I'm also terrible at that. So.
Oh, no. I like doing that.
I just show up for the entertainment.
Okay.
There are quite a few golf tournaments starting back up, and O'Fallon Fire and Rescue being one of them. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Any other updates?
So I do have a quick update. Last episode, we talked about how May 6th is Give STL Day, which is a big online charity day to raise money for funds for local St. Louis charities and nonprofits. So today's Thursday, so we're recording.
Yep.
Give STL is happening right now. And I checked the website before we started recording, and they are already up to $2.5 million raised just today. Isn't that amazing?
That's great, yeah.
And Randy's Rescue Ranch, which is here in O'Fallon, has already raised over $13,000. I'm so
very
happy
cool.
for them. Yeah, so I'm excited to check out the website Friday morning and see how everybody did.
Well, that's great. Well, Jess, I guess that just about covers it, I think. I got to get going.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Nick.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We are a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.